che non si può morire.
Flash your Friends of CITR card and get a nifty discount at the KISS Adult Toy Store, the Regional Assembly of Text, and the Bike Kitchen. Show it when you shop and thank them for being a friend of CITR.
All right, hey, you're listening to Arts Express on CITR 101.9. I'm your host, Katie Fitzpatrick. Now, if you listened to last show or the show before, you probably heard me mention that this is actually the very last edition of Arts Express. So I'm heading away in the summer. I'm moving out to the East Coast, so I am not going to be around anymore. However, Tracy Fuller, who you may have heard do some reviews here on the show, is going to be taking over as arts director here at CITR, and she's going to be doing a art show in the fall. So, and she's actually like really well-versed in opera and ballet and classical music and everything, which I admittedly am not. So if you're interested in that sort of thing, then you probably want to check that one out in September. And overall, arts is going to be taking a little bit of a hiatus over the summer. So if you want to check out some arts listings, you can always refer to the Georgia Strait, or the Strait website as well is really good. Now, I thought I'd let you know, however, about a few big things that are going on in the summer that you're going to want to keep your eyes out for, since I won't be around here to point you in their direction. So one, of course, is Bard on the Beach, which basically runs all summer from May 29th to September 27th. This year, they're doing 12th Night, King Lear, The Tempest, and Titus Andronicus, which sounds like a bad science fiction movie to me, but I'm sure it's a good Shakespeare play, so you might want to check that one out over at Vanier Park over the summer. Also going on in the summer, in mid-June, is the Festival d'Été Francophone de Vancouver, one of the most acclaimed cultural rendezvous in French west of Ontario. The program reflects on the multicultural character of the international Francophonie. It happens in the purest traditional forms of Francophone summer festivals, with exterior stages set up in the heart of the city. Another big festival going on in Vancouver is the Pride Festival and Parade in early August, and accompanying that is the Queer Film Festival, which is run by the organization Out on Screen, which I actually interviewed on the show back in October, and that film festival is going from the 14th to the 24th. And if you're a music fan, you're going to want to keep your eyes open, of course, for the Vancouver International Jazz Festival, which is running June 20th to 29th. 1,800 musicians, 400 concerts, 40 venues. Now, I decided to also look and see what the Vancouver Art Gallery was doing over the summer, and their one big exhibit they're doing is something a little out of the ordinary for the Vancouver Art Gallery. It's called Crazy, the delirious world of anime and comics and video games and art. And Crazy spelled with a K, because that's the cool way to do it. So that one is a little out of the ordinary for Vancouver Art Gallery, as I said, so if you're interested in comic books and stuff, I'm not personally, but you may want to go check that out. Actually, if you're interested in comic books, you can also listen to, there's a full-length comic book show every week here on CITR, where a guy interviews local comic book artists, so that's something you may want to keep your eyes open for. Now, turning our attention to some things that are going on in town this week, I looked up the Fifth Avenue Cinemas. Got a few things going on right now. One is the Vancouver Jewish Film Festival, which is running March 27th to April 6th, so you can go to their website to see what you can go check out with that. The other things going on are some different movies at Fifth Avenue. One of them is Days of Darkness. This is the third from director Denis Arcand, that's the third of the trilogy, starting with the Decline of the American Empire, followed by the Academy Award-winning The Barbarian Invasions. So that's running until Thursday this week if you want to go check it out. I looked up a few reviews of it on the show last week and talked a little bit about it. A lot of reviewers are saying it really pales in comparison to the other two films in this trilogy, that it's sort of a miss, but that Denis Arcand is a really great director. So you may want to check that out for yourself and get the scoop on that one. Another one showing is the Lebanese romantic comedy Caramel, which is supposedly a bit of a chick flick sort of thing, but it's getting some reviews is that it's a lot more interesting than that. It's like it takes place in Lebanon, and it's dealing with sort of sexuality and love and gender and things like that in sort of an interesting context. So that one's worth checking out. Still holding on for some reason at Fifth Avenue. They're still showing Juno, but luckily it ends on Thursday. I know I'm not a big fan of that one. A lot of people aren't. So still hanging on there. And the last one at Fifth Avenue is The Counterfeiters, which I talked about a couple weeks ago. It's the Austrian film that was the Academy Award winner for the best foreign language film. I thought it was a terrific film. And actually, Robert Waldman, who does Reel to Reel after my show, usually we have totally different opinions, and he also thought this one was a terrific movie. So probably across the board, it's a good one to go check out. The last one that I want to talk about a little bit more is one called Up the Yangtze. It's a Chinese movie by director Yang Chang. It uses the construction of China's massive Three Gorges Dam as a springboard to better understanding the social hierarchies and changing times in his homeland in this documentary focusing on the luxury cruise ship that carries predominantly Western tourists down the Yangtze River. Constructed as a symbol of modern progress in China, the Three Gorges Dam has forced millions of common people out of their ancestral homes and will soon swallow up numerous nearby towns and villages. Despite the fact that the government has funded alternative housing for the dislocated families, many citizens make their way to higher ground, feeling as if they have been duped by the powers that be. Now, Leonard Schein, owner of the Ridge Theatre, said, "More people saw this documentary than any other documentary this past year in Vancouver, including Michael Moore's Sicko. This shows incredible word of mouth, people recommending the film to their friends. It is a film that should not be missed." So that's one you may want to check out. Also ends Thursday at Fifth Avenue Cinemas. Now, we're going to take a little bit of a break here, and then we're going to do something kind of fun. Well, first we're going to talk about a couple plays, but then we're going to be talking to a band that's a little bit close to my heart. Their name is Chiropraction. They're from Denmark, but they have a little bit of a Vancouver fan base here, and that includes myself. I heard about them through a couple of my friends, so I'm on their Facebook page, and I heard that they were coming to Vancouver. So I sent them out an email saying that I have this show, and that it's my very last edition, so luckily they were able to make it here. And so we're going to be talking to them a little bit and talking about a few more plays and events going on in Vancouver, playing a little bit of other music when we come back here on Arts Express.
Heard already, CITR 101.9 FM is having its second That DJ competition.
That DJ competition is a killer party of wonderful music, dance, and of course, DJs.
Yes!
We'll have some of Vancouver's best aspiring DJs compete for their chance to win several amazing prizes, soon to be disclosed.
If you were at the last DJ competition, or if you missed your chance, this is the time to recapture the moment.
The event will take place Thursday, April 3rd, 2008, at the PID Pub, located in the Student Union Building at UBC. For additional information, please email thatdjcompetition2008@gmail.com.
Oh yeah.
All right, so someone just called the show here announcing himself as my best friend. I don't really know who he is, but he was just letting me know that the comic book show that I mentioned, but didn't specify the time, it's on Thursdays from 1 to 2. So if you are interested in that, you can tune in. I think it might have actually been him, because I know that he's around CITR and I have met him a couple times. Now, as I mentioned, we're here with this Danish band, Chiropraction. Say hey, guys.
Hello.
Hey. How are you doing today?
Okay.
Good.
if you talk slow...
Okay.
Please.
I know I talk a little fast sometimes, so sorry about that.
Yeah, thank you.
It's okay. I can speak the English good.
Okay.
But Jorg, the band bitch, cannot. No, he cannot.
It's not very nice.
It's not. Do not laugh at Jorg.
Okay,
no,
I'm sorry.
It's okay.
All right. Now, before we talk to you guys, I wanted to play something by you guys to let people know a little bit what you're about. So I'm going to say play Pretty for Party. Do you guys want to tell us a little bit about this song before we play it?
You are allowed to play this song.
Yeah? So you think it's a good choice?
You are allowed to.
Okay. All right. No worries. So we'll go to Pretty for Party, and then we'll come back and talk more with the guys from Chiropraction. You got to look good, you got to look Alright, so that was Pretty for My Party by the Danish electro-y, techno-y dance band Chiropraction, and they're here in the studio with us today. So, guys, I noticed in the middle of the song there's like a foreign language. Is that Danish?
Yeah.
Yeah? Okay. So what's going on in that? What are they saying? Is it you guys, or is it a recording, or...?
It's the Bible. It's the Christian book, the Bible.
Oh, okay. So is someone reading it, or...?
Yes. But we did not do that. Our producer put it on.
Oh, okay.
We don't like it very much.
You don't like the Bible? You don't like that part of the song?
We love the Bible.
Okay, all right.
We do not like that part of the song.
I like the Bible, too. I think it's pretty cool. All right. So, now I wanted to ask you guys how you got started in music.
Oh, yeah. That was, we both play bass in a bass band called Basement. We do covers for Air Supply in Denmark.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it was
nice.
It was not a very successful band, but we both play bass, and it was great. That's right.
So there were two bass players in the one band?
Yes. Me and Jörg play bass in one band.
Was there a guitar player and drum and everything too?
No.
Oh, okay.
Just what you need, two bass.
See, because I don't know a lot about music, but it seems like two basses might be a bit much.
Well, it sounds good. It sounds like boom, 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 boom. Like that, you know?
Yeah, okay. But he doesn't need anything else, you guys don't think? I mean, that's a pretty new approach, I guess.
Well, we like to experiment with different sound.
Okay.
On the bass.
Yeah. Okay.
The slap bass, like
sort of
boom, t- boom, t- boom, and the pluck bass.
Which is what?
Boom, boom. the pick bass.
Right.
Double bass.
I didn't know there were so many types of basses, personally.
The bass is a very broad instrument.
Very versatile, sort of.
Very, yes.
Yeah. Okay,
yes.
Cool. So is that sort of...
You can play 12 notes on it. 12 different notes.
Is that sort of a thing in Denmark? Are people really into the bass, or is that just you guys, or...
No, they don't like us very much in Denmark.
Oh, really?
No.
Oh, that's too bad. I heard you guys won some awards in Denmark, though. Do you want to tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, we won top 20 electronic experimental song in Denmark.
Number 19, yeah!
Well, hey, that's in the top 20. Nothing to complain about. So people do like you in Denmark, then. You're number 19. I mean, does that mean something?
2001.
Okay, so people stopped liking you.
Yeah, that was 2 years ago.
We moved to number 1900 now.
Exactly, 1900?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Milestone for us.
Yeah, all right. Well, fair enough. But, I mean, you can always hear you're working on something new, right? So that might go back up to number one, is it?
Yes, yeah. Hopefully. It's a song called Poor Party with David Bowie.
Poor Party with David Bowie.
Yes, and the other name is This Cocaine Makes My Nose Bleed.
Oh, no. Are you guys big David Bowie fans?
We do like cocaine, yes.
You're cocaine fans. Yeah. All right, are you David Bowie fans as well, or...?
I've not heard him yet.
No, I like David Bowie.
I plan to.
Okay, so Elif, Jorg is gonna let you hear some David Bowie there.
No, David Bowie is a very amazing musician. Mm-hmm. I like his bass... Very, very
right,
much.
It's true. It's true. He'd landmark bass.
So you guys are sort of bass connoisseurs.
We read a lot about bass.
Yeah. Okay. Well, cool. Now, you guys seem to have a bit of a fan base in Vancouver. How did that come about?
Oh, we actually... there was a band in Vancouver that invited us to come. What was the name of the band?
The Seventh Guest.
Ah, yes. The Seventh Guest. They invite us to come to Vancouver and play music for them.
Okay, what was that?
That was a few months ago.
Oh, okay. All right, and then I know you guys have a Facebook page that I'm on. Do you have a MySpace page and stuff as well?
Yeah, we have a MySpace. If you go to myspace.com/chiropraction.
Okay. Now, I noticed most of the fans on your Facebook website are actually Vancouver fans, or they're Canadian. Facebook not a big thing in Denmark, or you just don't have a lot of people from there?
We're not
a
big thing in Denmark.
Right, it's mostly just... So when you guys appeared with the Seventh Guest, you got a few fans in Vancouver, and they started this page?
We had to leave Denmark to try to find people to listen to our music.
Right, and so far it's working out pretty well in Vancouver.
Yes, we have six.
Six fans. It's a good start. On your webpage.
Oh yes, we have six
fans.
Too.
I see.
As well.
I get it. Yeah, okay. Well, no worries. So why do you guys think that you're such a big hit in Vancouver if you're not in Denmark? Is there something special about the dance scene here that
I think they're mocking us.
Okay. I'm not mocking you. I guess
it's the impression I get.
Oh, okay.
Really? You're giving some attitude.
Well, I'm just not sure what you're saying, that's all. But it's okay, we're on the same page. You guys know I love you. I commented on your Facebook page, you know.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Yes, you guys always keep in touch on your Facebook page. You're always letting everybody know you're up to. That's okay. It's fine. We're friends. Don't worry about it. You guys always keep everybody informed on your Facebook page. Now, I know you're always saying that you're concerned, Elif, about your girlfriend and your dog having to leave them when you do this globetrotting to support chiropraction. So how is that for you?
I have more girlfriend now here.
Okay. So are you still in touch with your girlfriend there? Is she still your girlfriend there?
Why? Why would you be in
right.
touch?
Right. Oh, okay. I see. Right. So you're not really in touch.
I cannot
with your
touch her.
Then.
She's across the ocean. How do I keep in touch?
That's a good point. I mean, maybe it's a bit of an English phrase. You're not.
Oh, here. What does in touch?
It means like calling. You know, like talking to them.
Oh.
You don't do that, really.
I still don't see why.
Okay.
Sometimes I talk to Elif's girlfriend.
Oh, that's nice of you, York. Yes. So you just because Elif doesn't bother, or
yeah, I don't know. We like to talk to.
Now, this might be a little bit on topic here, what we're talking about. You guys have received a little bit of criticism, I read from someone on one of your pages, saying that some of your songs are a little bit chauvinistic. How would you respond to that?
Yes, that's true. Our songs can be good in the summertime. They're good in the wintertime, too.
Right.
But I think people like to dance in the summertime more.
Okay. So, sorry, I think we might have a bit of a miscommunication here. I asked, you guys are getting some criticism for being sort of chauvinistic or sexist, so you're being sort of mean to women in
women?
Some of your songs. Yeah.
We love, we actually come to BC because of the women.
Okay, so you guys, you like women, I understand that.
We are not mean to women. We did a video shoot, 25 women, two men.
So, okay, I think there's sort of a nuance here that you guys maybe... It's just, it's sort of, it refers to, and I think this might be a little bit true in some of your songs, sort of treating women as if their only purpose is sort of to be pretty or something, which I think is a little bit, maybe what people get this from, pretty for my party.
More purpose than just looking pretty.
Okay. So people have said that in pretty for my party, you know, maybe you're not giving women their due. I think that's what people mean by chauvinistic. So, you know, you're not wanting women to come to your party to sort of contribute in some way or be interesting people to talk to, but just to look pretty and not in their face. How do you respond to that?
We like when pretty in face too.
Okay.
It was about my girlfriend who was not pretty in face.
Oh, okay. So you were just... You were giving her some other venue to be pretty with.
Yeah, we wanted to write a song about Elouf's girlfriend, and we dedicated "Pretty for Party" for her.
For her, okay. Yeah. This is your
very
sort of
ugly
ex-girlfriend
face.
In Denmark. Okay, now how did she feel about this song? Was she offended, or does she not?
We did not play for her.
Okay, does she speak English? Would she understand the?
No, she does not speak good English.
Okay. Now, why is it you guys do your songs in English instead of in Danish?
Oh, because the greatest group play in English. Rod Stewart.
Air Supply.
Air Supply.
Tom York.
Right, we know you're a big Air Supply fan.
Yes,
yeah.
Tom York. David Bowie, but I have not heard him yet.
But you know he's one of the greatest.
Yes.
Well, good. Yeah, you're trusting York here on that one.
We also enjoy how the English language sounds very bass-like.
Yes.
It has
deep,
a
resonant.
Very deep.
You think so?
Because
what about me? I talk kind of high-pitched and fast. Is that...
Yes.
That's not very bassful.
It's a little irritating, but...
Well, what would instrument would my voice be like, I guess?
It's sort of like a broken nose flute.
flute.
Sort of, yeah, squealy.
Wow, what a nice compliment.
You're welcome.
All right. Well, I think we're going to play one more song by you guys. What song do you want to go with here?
I think Holy Holy.
Yeah. All right. Well, we're going to play Holy Holy here by Chiropractic.
This is our Christian song.
Okay, because you guys were saying you love the Bible earlier.
Go to church.
Yeah,
okay,
church.
So this is a little bit of a Christian thing to this. It's called Holy Holy by this Danish group, Chiropractic, that we have here in the studio with us. And then we're going to take a little bit of a break. We'll be back to ask the guys a couple more questions and talk about a few more things going on in Vancouver.
Thank you, Margaret.
Here it is. So kind of weird, some weird stuff going on at the end of the song there. What's up with that?
Yeah.
Yeah?
My favorite part.
Yeah, your favorite part. So how did you get the inspiration to do that?
We didn't do it. Our producer did it again.
Okay, so your producer seems to be sort of into this sort of throwing some interesting things into the mix with your music here.
Yes.
Yeah, does he do a lot of contributing to your music or?
Everything that's not the bass.
You guys just play bass?
Yes.
So why is it that you guys get to front the band, not your producer? It seems like he does a lot of work.
We are better looking. He's a burned victim.
Yeah.
Are you serious?
Obese too.
No, you guys are not very nice to your producer. After you
no, we joke, we joke,
okay,
we joke.
Okay, sorry. Okay, all right, but you are better looking than him. Is that the real reason
definitely.
Why you're... Okay.
Actually, yes.
Yeah. Well, that's kind of said something bad about the music industry, do you guys think, or...?
Perhaps it only in Denmark.
It only matters how you look in Denmark?
Yeah.
We cannot play show with clothes on. We play in Speedos.
Really?
We're not allowed.
You're not allowed, or it's just that's the only way you get people to come out?
Our producer does not allow us.
Oh. So he's really the mastermind behind this whole thing.
Very strict, yes.
Yes.
All right, cool. Well, so do you guys want to give people some information if they want to go check out some of your pages? Do you have anything upcoming in Vancouver here?
Well, they can always look at our MySpace page and on Facebook. You can add our band to your fan list. If you want to check out some of our shows, we will post them there.
Okay, yeah, and you have a few more songs in there in the show that we
yeah,
played
yeah,
as well.
Yeah, they can listen to all
so
our
whole
music.
Bunch. Yeah, okay, great, cool, guys. Well, we're going to take a little bit of a break here, and then we're going to be talking about some of the stuff that's going on in theater here on Vancouver. Once again, you're listening to CITR 101.9, based out of UBC. It's for Arts Express. I'm Katie Fitzpatrick.
Basically, this is a worthless racket. The man is mentally incompetent.
For the most ear-splitting forays into noise, prog, early industrial, no wave, plunderphonic, psych, and altogether way out sound. Tune into Annoise with your host Luke Meat every Wednesday from 11:30 a.m. to 1 p.m. on CITR 101.9 FM.
All right, so we're back here on Arts Express. Now, the guys from Chiropraction had to head out. Apparently, they had somebody to meet, but we have a few more minutes here left on Arts Express. Now, you're going to want to stay tuned after the show. We have Reel to Reel, the movie review show with Robert Waldman. Always does keeps up with the new movies coming out. After that, at 3 o'clock, there's Native Solidarity News, which we get from CKUT. And after that, there's Wings, hosted by CJSF. After that, with Daryl from here at CITR, there's Wiener's Barbecue Lunch, the sports talk show. And after that, at 6, there's Flex Your Head with Mike M. Now, I want to talk about a few more events going on in Vancouver. One of them, well, as you may have noticed, I never mention musicals here on the show, and that's partly because I really, really don't like musicals, so I tend to very strongly underrepresent them. But this one has had a lot of acclaim about it, and it's actually from a similar region as the guys from Chiropraction, since it's based on the songs by the band ABBA. That's Mamma Mia. It's on now at the Queen Elizabeth Theatre at Hamilton and Dunsmuir, and it's running till April 13th. Now, on right now at the Arts Club Theatre stage on at the Stanley stage on Granville is Rabbit Hole. The Arts Club Theatre Company presents David Lindsay Abaire's play exploring the possibility of finding hope even in the darkest hour. That's till April 13th at the Stanley Industrial Alliance stage, and Megan Turcato reviewed that on the show a couple weeks ago and said it was definitely worth checking out. Also going on in theatre is a small festival called Tremors. Rumble's Festival of Emerging Arts presents performances of Atomic Vaudeville's Legoland, Zupa Circus Theatre's Penny Dreadful, Rough House's Tiny Apocalypse. You can find more information at www.rumble.org. That is till April 5th at Performance Works, the theatre on Cartwright there on Granville Island. Now, this is one that I found quite interesting. It's called Le Vu d'en Haut. Théâtre Le 16e presents the world premiere of a satirical portrait of social realities in the context of the Olympics. It's performed in French, so if you speak French or you can at least understand it like myself, then you'll want to check that one out. It's directed by Greg Holshue, and it sounds like it's a really sort of socially relevant play, so that might be something you want to check out. That's at Studio 16th on West 7th till April 5th. Now, there's also a few events going on, some sort of student-based theater events going on. One is Brave New Playwrights, a festival of 19 original plays from the young minds of students in the UBC Creative Writing and Theater programs, featuring both professional and student actors. That's till April 6th at the Dorothy Somerset Studio Theater here on here at UBC on University Boulevard. So if you're a UBC student, you may want to go check out some plays by your fellow students. Another one is going on at Capilano College Performing Arts Theater in North Vancouver. So if you want to show some solidarity for the Capilano kids out there, they're also doing a series of one-act plays written and directed by students, and that's called In the Octagon. Now, here's a music event that I thought was kind of interesting. It's called Celtic and Iranian Bridges. Amy Stefan and Amir Hagiji, if I'm pronouncing that right, perform as part of a series produced by the Vancouver Intercultural Orchestra. You can find more information at www.vi/co.org. That is April 2nd, so tomorrow at 7 p.m. at the Alice McKay Room at the Vancouver Public Library there on West Georgia downtown. Now, here's one that I think is really interesting. It's actually going on today. I have a class at this time, but I may skip out and go check this out. It's called The Joke's on You, Performing Ethnic Humor. Performances by Pan-Asian comedy group Assaulted Fish and Aboriginal comic Brian Majore, followed by a panel discussion with the performers, plus SFU Multicultural Education instructor Aline Decker and Eldon Habakon, manager of diversity initiatives for the CBC's English Language TV Network. Now, I'm interested in this partly because it involves a discussion of the comedy and the issues around it, but also I interviewed the Assaulted Fish